Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
We've got a few minutes now to catch up with Narelle McDonald. Narelle is a farmer at Binaway, which is about 90 minutes from Dubbo. Morning, Narelle.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. Can you relate to our listeners the picture of Binaway and the property that you're on?
The property that I'm on, Binaway, is pretty well indicative of everywhere in the Warrnambool Shire. Where it's dry. It doesn't look very good. Quite sad, actually. We were lucky to get some rain back in March. But it came down here in about took three quarters of an hour. We got water in the dams, however, it did a lot of damage. And went out to try and dig some post holes the next day, and it had hardly penetrated to the ground. It's just so, the ground's so hard and so dry.
It just came too quick, the rain. You want that soaking stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you want soaking, steady, good, steady rain.
What's on your property, Narelle? Have you got cattle, sheep, that sort of thing?
We're predominantly a sheep. We have always been a sheep farm, but we have cattle. At the moment, we are down to really, really minimum stock. I've never seen it like it here on my property. This property's been in my family for 164 years, and we're making hard decisions. Because this is going to be a really hard winter. But you have to make hard decisions so you can stay here and get through this.
How do you do that, Narelle?
A lot of yelling at each other with love. talking straight and thinking with your head, not your heart, and that is so hard.
Have you got a favourite sheep or a favourite cow that you just don't want to get rid of?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at two of them at the window at the moment. I've got two potty cows, one called Minnie Moo, one called Tracy, and I've got a sheep called Muffin. These are animals that their mothers died or they couldn't have them. So you try and save as many as you can. But we've also got one that's got to be sold. His name's Nelson. And he's a beautiful steer. But yeah, you don't like doing it, but you have to.
It's hard business, but it's got to a situation, obviously, listening to you, that the access of the feed that you need is becoming very hard or very obviously very expensive.
Yeah, it is. And there are some good people out there doing good work, trying to help everybody. The charities and everything, Rural Aid, Out Angels, people like that. But unfortunately, they're only one organisation, and there are so many farmers. It's not just, you know, the odd one here and there. The Warrnambool Shire, where I am, it's just about every single person. Well, it is. It's the whole shire, It's everywhere. I mean, I've driven to Dubbo, I've driven to Tullamore, I've driven to Scone, and the country is just, it's all in the same condition.
We say it every time I interview someone that we're just hoping that the rain does arrive, but you say there's a bit of yelling at each other in a positive way, but how do you stay positive?
You know what my biggest thing is everybody sticking together. My old dad said, you know, if we all stick together and help each other, we'll get through anything. And you know what? I think that's the Aussie spirit, and that's what we have to do. We just have to stick together and help each other whenever and wherever we can.
You're so right, the Aussie spirit, and that's the reason why this week we're out and about. I don't know whether you've been listening to any of it, Narelle, where you live, but we've been to Tamworth, we went to Ningen and Dubbo, and we're moving back towards town tomorrow at Bathurst. But I think it has generally, and I hope it has, reminded many listeners to us back in Sydney and in all parts of New South Wales that listen to us that might be thinking, gee, how about this rain? We're on a heavy track at Randwick on Saturday. We've got Moolumbar races off today because of rain. I think we've just got to remind all the community of the Aussie spirit that we need to help the country people, and we urge people to, I don't know, go and buy a bale of hay or do something that we can assist people with.
Exactly. And you've got to stop and realise you may hear somewhere along the line that, oh, somewhere up in the country's had 15 mils. Most of the places up here haven't had rain for 4, 5, 6 seasons. And even if you do get a little bit of rain, it's not going to end in a hurry. You get the rain, then you've got to start rebuilding and basically starting from scratch again. And it's hard. But people do it. And that's just the way Australians are. You know, you just got to keep slogging on.
Resilience from the country. We've got that Aussie spirit. I've just written down Aussie spirit, and it's something that we've got to be very mindful of. Narelle, thanks for spending a few minutes with our listeners. I hope that things can turn around in the short term.
Yep, they will. I've got no doubt they will.
Love it. Thanks, Narelle.
Thank you.